Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for Friday, April 29th. Brought to you by the Bubba Laundry Company. You know, a lot of people are doing their laundry on the weekends. I know, it's a pain in the butt, isn't it? Head on over to Bubba Laundry Company. Brand new washing machines. You can wash up to 8 baskets of laundry in one load. How nice would it be to get in and out of a laundromat in an hour? Well, you can do it. Also, check out their drop-off service. Get your laundry washed, dried, and folded with a 24-hour turnaround time. They'll text you when it's done. You know, the Bubba Laundry Company uses Ecolab products, too, for those greasy, dirty rags, aprons, and coveralls, whatever you got. You know what? Quit schlepping your laundry all over town. Get it done and get out in 1 hour. Imagine how much more time you have this weekend. Bubba Laundry Company, 1401 12th Avenue South in Grand Forks. You can check them out on the web at bubbalaundryco.com. Or call them up, 701-800-3084. Well, Grand Forks Mayor Brad Obochinski says no red flags were raised in a meeting with the FBI on Wednesday to discuss security concerns regarding the proposed Fufang project in Grand Forks. Meeting was also called to address questions raised by some opponents about the company's ties to China and the proximity to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. The mayor says the briefing included things to look out for in the future and is stressing to the agency that there is a resource and there is a partner. Well, a North Dakota-based power co-op and an Iowa company announced an agreement yesterday to co-develop carbon dioxide storage facilities. Minn Kota Power Cooperative of Grand Forks and Ames, Iowa-based Summit Carbon Solutions said the CO2 storage facilities would be located in western North Dakota near the town of Center. Minn Kota and Summit said they have previously been working independently on the development of their respective carbon capture and storage projects. Co-op's Project Tundra aims to install carbon capture technologies at the Milton R. Young Station, a coal-fired power plant in Center. Summit Project involves capturing the emissions of several ethanol plants across Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, and pumping it thousands of feet underground in western North Dakota for permanent storage. Agreement provides Summit access to Minn Kota's 100 million ton capacity CO2 storage site in Oliver County. It also creates the framework to jointly develop additional CO2 storage resources nearby, which are estimated to have aggregate CO2 storage exceeding 200 million tons. Minn Kota and Summit said the partnership will more quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively advance their projects to commercial operations. Well, here we go, your Moe's Daily Dish for this Friday at Moe's Cafe. It's the Red Ridgeback Big Dog Burger. It's a Moe's original, playing tribute to the big dogs. It's their 8-ounce burger, marinated with homemade B2 sauce, topped with sharp cheddar and pepper jack cheese, thick-cut bacon, red jalapenos pickled in house, lettuce and tomato, served on a toasted brioche bun with Moe's crispy duck fat fries. Much better than a burnt weenie sandwich, isn't it? It's only $13. Check it out. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall, of course, open all weekend, too. Well, Grand Forks crews will be closing North 4th Street from Demers Avenue through the intersection at 1st Avenue North on Monday. The closure is for complete reconstruction of the road and sidewalks. The project is scheduled to be done in 4 phases. First 2 phases involve the closure of North 4th Street and 1st Avenue North intersections. Now, during the final 2 phases of the project, the intersection will reopen to traffic. Entire project is expected to be completed by mid-October, and of course, that is weather permitting. Grand Forks Police Department, in accordance with North Dakota state law, notifying the city of Grand Forks and the surrounding areas of the presence of a level 3, that's a high-risk sex offender living in Grand Forks. Sean Johnston currently resides at 1120 North 39th Street, apartment number 6 in the city of Grand Forks. He's been convicted of corruption, solicitation of a minor. The North Dakota Sex Offender Risk Assessment Committee assigned Jackson a risk of level of high, and as a result has a lifetime registration requirement to the state of North Dakota. Finally, in sports, Kirill the Thrill, Kaprizov scored a power play goal 44 seconds into overtime last night, gives the Minnesota Wild a 3-2 victory over the Flames. Now, with that win, the Wild take over sole possession of second place in the Central Division. Now, Minnesota leads St. Louis by 2 points, with each team having 1 game remaining tonight. Now, if the Wild pick up any points in their game against Colorado, or if the Blues lose at home to Vegas, Minnesota will have home ice advantage in his first-round playoff series against St. Louis. By the way, the Wild and Avalanche play at 7 o'clock tonight. Major League Baseball Twins beat the Tigers 7-1 yesterday, their 7th win in a row. The two teams meet again at 6 tonight. NBA playoffs, do or die time for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They play Memphis tonight at 8. They must win the game to force a game 7. Boys high school baseball, Central beats Valley City 9-1 yesterday. They'll host Fargo North tonight at 5. Grand Forks Red River is at Fargo South today. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart beat Kitson County Central 15-1. They'll host Manoban Wauban today at 4:30. Girls softball, Central over Shanley 16-6. Red River beat Davies 12-8. Red River will host Grafton today at 4:30. And girls tennis, Grand Forks Red River beat Fargo North. Grand Forks Central beat Fargo Shanley. Central will host Davies at Choice at 9 o'clock today. Grand Forks Red River plays in West Fargo at noon, and that is at Courts Plus. Well, that's your sports. Now here's your weather with Brad Werner with Region Weather Live.
Hi, this is meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live, and this is your Grand Forks Best Source forecast for Friday, April 29th. And here we are, the weekend once again, and of course, the rain comes back in. It looks like the rain should start moving into our area right around the 11 a.m. Noon time frame. So it seems like every day it kind of moves it up just a little bit more. So it looks like we're going to be starting off with more of a rainier day than we were expecting previously, where our Friday's already going to start off pretty wet. And then as we go into the nighttime hours on Friday night into early Saturday morning, continue to rain throughout the night off and on. And then as we get into the day more so on Saturday afternoon, might be a little of a break here and there. Overall, we're just going to be cloudy and drizzly and windy. And Saturday's just not looking like a great day, even if we get a little bit of a break here and there. And then as we go into the evening hours of Saturday evening, maybe a slight chance of a rumble of thunder, but I think for the most part, the thunder will remain out of our area for Saturday. Best chance for hearing any claps of thunder probably are going to be today. But otherwise, I think we're just going to be looking at some rain, possibly moderate to heavy occasionally. And then once we get later into Saturday night, early Sunday morning, that's when the precip really kind of starts to wind up and move out of our region. Now, how much rain are we going to get? Well, quite a bit. We're still looking at probably a good chance of an inch, all up and down the Red River Valley. If the right kind of heavy rainfall occurs or thunderstorm happens to fall over our area, then we could pick up, 2 inches, possibly even more. But I think a good bet is to say that we're going to pick up an inch, maybe an inch and a half of rain by the time this is all done. Now, we will be dealing with some winds, mainly Saturday. You can see here, Saturday morning, doesn't start off too bad. These are the wind gusts that we're going to be looking at. So 25 gusting up to 30 eventually by 3 p.m. And then once we get into that 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. time frame on Saturday evening, Saturday night, all of a sudden it jumps up to 38, 39. So we're going to be dealing with a little bit of a breezier conditions, and it's going to be picking up as we go through the day. So like I said, Saturday, not looking real great as we add on the winds on top of the rain. Now, there is a chance that some of this precipitation could cool off just enough to give us a little bit of snow real early Sunday morning. I think for the most part, whatever does fall will likely melt, but just we might get a little bit of an accumulation on the grass with this early Sunday morning as this system eventually pulls on off to the north and east. Now, models just indicating a little bit for us, a half inch, and I think most of that will just kind of be on the grassier areas. There's a chance that further off to the west or along the Devil's Lake Basin, maybe they could pick up an inch or more. But for the most part, this is looking like a wet, melty type of snow if anything does fall at all. Now, beyond that, we're taking a look here right around that Tuesday, Wednesday time frame. Looking at a chance of maybe another system moving through. I think the way this is starting to shape out is that this will actually slip to our south, and most of the precip will be south of us. Kind of banking on that for now. But if it does move a little bit to the north, obviously we're going to be in for more precip on Tuesday into Wednesday. And then it looks like after that, it kind of dries out for a few days, and then we get into the weekend, and it kind of starts to want to warm up by next weekend, more so after next weekend, there's a little bit of hope for some warmer weather. So as we look at your forecast over the weekend here for Friday, for today, rain likely mainly after 11 a.m. Winds east-northeast, 12 to 25 miles per hour with a high right around 45. For Saturday, cloudy, drizzle, rain showers, winds north-northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour, eventually gusting to 37 miles per hour late in the day with a high right around 45. And for Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of rain, maybe mixed with a little bit of snow early in the morning. And eventually, though, those rain and snow chances will end closer to the noon hour. Winds northwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 36 miles per hour early, high 42 degrees. Well, it's a keep an eye on the sump pump kind of weather for the weekend. So if you want more information, go ahead and check out my Facebook and YouTube page at Region Weather Live. For Grand Forks Best Source at Region Weather Live, I am meteorologist Brad Warner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. Your weather and your morning update are brought to you by Executive Properties.
Do you feel like you aren't making progress on your home projects? It may be time for you to ask for help. You should call your friends at Executive Properties and Construction. Our team offers over 30 years of experience, so you know your project will be in great hands with us. From outdoor projects such as decks, siding, and concrete work, to indoor projects like bathroom remodels, kitchens, flooring, and more, we can do it all. Call or email us today to get a head start on your spring projects for 2022.
For all your general contractor needs, call Executive Properties at 701-330-1273 or check out the website at executiveproperties.org. Well, Midwest Pixel Pros is on at 2 o'clock today. Make sure to tune in. And on Monday, yeah, we're going to beat a dead horse. We're going to talk about one more time about that stinky asphalt plant that could go up in East Grand Forks city limits. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all sorts of giveaways. Grand Forks is a really nice place, isn't it? Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.